好，感谢神。那么今天有需要回到主日学当中的儿童青少年，现在可以回到主日学当中，还有主日学的老师啊。感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨啊，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this Sunday morning we will have opportunity to continue to study the Word of God.
啊，我们弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。
Let's stand up and let's read today's scripture.
啊，我们一起来读《使徒行传》的十二章，我们从二十一节读到二十四节，二十一节起。希律在所定的日子穿上朝服，坐在位上，对他们讲论一番。百姓喊着说：“这是神的声音，不是人的声音。”希律不归荣耀给神，所以神的使者立刻罚他，他被虫所咬，气就绝了。神的道日渐兴旺，越发广传。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, you give us your word through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is the lamp up our feet, light up our path.
照亮我们，不让我们落到黑暗当中。
Light us, lest us fall into the darkness.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天还是继续来思想《使徒行传》圣经的经文。
Today we'll continue to study the book of Acts.
那我们今天呢，还是来到《使徒行传》的第十二章。
Today we come to the book of Acts chapter 12.
使徒行传十二章呢，一开始就记载到雅各，耶稣基督的门徒也是使徒雅各被希律王所杀。
And in the first of chapter 12 is record that the apostle James was killed by King Herod.
在我们刚才所读的经文当中呢，就是十二章最后，让我们看到这个希律王被上帝所杀。
And in the end of chapter 12, the passage we just read, we see that King Herod actually killed by God.
那希律王为什么要去杀雅各呢
？Why King Herod want to kill James？
那么在使徒行传十二章告诉我们，那个时候希律王就苦害残害教会。
And at that the story basically said at that time King Herod actually persecuted God's church。
他就杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。
And he killed。James, that the brother of John.
那么，犹太人就很喜欢这件事情。那么，希律王就为了讨好犹太人，他就更加的残害教会，他要去抓彼得。
And also, King Herod saw that Jews are very happy with what he did, and so he want to please the Jews, and he want to do more. He want to catch Peter.
他要当众的要。处死彼得，我们也都知道如果弟兄姊妹还有印象，这个神的使者就把彼得从监牢里拯救出来。
And he want to actually publicly execute Peter, and we also know the story that the angel of God actually delivered Peter from the prison.
那接下来就是我们一开始所读的经文因为希律王受到百姓的拥护，百姓都很拥戴希律王，因为希律去残害教会嘛，百姓都很拥戴希律王，然后百姓就对希律王说：“哇，你就是神呐，你说话就是神说话呀。”
And then it come to the story that we just read today, and the setting is actually those people are very much supportive of Herod, King Herod, because of he did, and so they cried to him.Him is, hey, you're just like a god.
然后，希律王就坦然接受，神的使者那个时候就立刻出来击杀他，结果他就被一个小小的虫子就咬死了。
And then King Herod just so enjoy about all those praise to him, and but suddenly the angel of God appeared, and he was just eaten by a worm, a little worm, and killed him.
那么在犹太人的历史学家约瑟夫的记载当中，他就记载的更加详细，就是其实这个希律王当时死的时候是非常痛苦的死去的，就是很痛苦，那个虫子在身上。
And the scholar, Jewish scholar, Joseph actually recorded much detail in the document, saying actually King Herod actually died very painfully because there's all those worms over his body.
但他当然也是非常羞辱的，刚就在那么穿着这个朝服，就是他这个官员的服饰据说都是。大量的银线啊，所编织出来，就是啊，光彩照人的那种。
And also, it's not only very painful his death; it's also very humiliated because, King Herod is just appear among the public, wear with very kind of expensive, glorious kind of royal robe.
然后高高的坐在他的宝座上，然后他也得到百姓对他的欢呼，对他的拥戴，正是。通常到达人生巅峰，希律王正是到达他顶峰的时候。
And also, he sit on the throne, enjoy the cheers from the crowd, and you can say he is the kind of reached the most high point of his life.
真是他得意洋洋、不可一世，享受百姓对他的称赞、赞美，把自己当作神的时候。
And enjoy his glorious moment, and enjoy all the cheers from the crowd, and call him a god.
那这时候上帝看到他就说好了够了
and then God basically said that's enough
对这个邪恶狂妄的罪人上帝的忍耐到这个时候够了
and God patient to this arrogant people it's till the end
那居然小小的虫子就把希律王就咬死了
and he was eaten by the worm
所以其实当我们来思想这个使徒行传十二章我们如果看前面我们会看到当时的教会被希律王残害然后使徒被杀害那么彼得 被抓起来看到教会是岌岌可危那个时候教会是刚刚诞生呐，就像襁褓当中的婴儿仿佛就要被希律王就要掐死在这个襁褓里
And if you look at the first part of chapter 12 you can see theKing Herod actually persecuted church very harshly, and they killed people, they captured, arrest Peter. And if you think about this, church at that time is just a newborn baby, and King Herod wanted to kill this baby right away.
然后当希律王越是这样做的时候，他越是得到世人的拥戴、世人的欢呼，仿佛他就是自得意满，就是不可战胜。
And more than that, the more that King Herod persecuted the church, he kind of seems to get more people to support him. So he is kind of so much confident that the things he's doing.
真是他当他得到世人对他的称赞赞美，世人正是把希律王哇，简直是高抬到一个顶点，就是。哇你说话就是神啊你就是神啊正在这个时刻我们看这个一下子大翻转
So you can see almost in the very top moment of his life that people said what you said just like God said and at that particular moment there is a sharp turn
这样的一个君王结果就死在这些小小的虫子手里然后是那样的羞辱的死去也是痛苦的死去
And such a great king and died from this little worm and not only died painfully and also shamefully
那么在圣经当中还记载另外一个君王跟希律王非常的相像正是当这一位君王就是自傲狂妄到顶点的时候上帝对他的刑罚就临到他
And also in the Bible, also record another king, and also this king is so arrogant to a point that God actually, at that very moment, God actually punished him.
那么这个君王，这个事件呢是记载在但以理书的四章啊。我给大家把这个经文读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
And the king in that event is recorded in the book of Daniel. I'll just read for you. You can look on the screen.
但以理书四章二十八节，这事都临到尼布甲尼撒王。过了十二个月，他游行在巴比伦王宫里。他说：“这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都，要显我威严的荣耀吗？”这话在王口中尚未说完，有声音从天降下，说：“尼布甲尼撒王啊，有话对你说，你的国位离开你了。”你必赶出离开世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，且要经过七七，等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁。当时这话就应验在尼布甲尼撒身上，他被赶出离开世人，吃草如牛，被天露滴湿，头发长长，好像阴毛，指甲长长，如同鸟爪。所以我们有看到这样的一个狂妄的君王，就是大巴比伦的王啊，他正在那里得意洋洋啊，自得意满，觉得哇，这大巴比伦城都是彰显我的荣耀，都是我所建的。那么神的刑罚就马上临到他，甚至他自夸的话还没说完，神的刑罚就临到他。
So basically here we see a great king of Babylon and he is so arrogant about all his accomplishment and such a big city I built and everything. And while he's still talking, the punishment of God is upon him.
所以就像希律王，当四人对他的称赞赞美话音未落的时候，神的刑罚就临到他。
And it is like a King Herod when all the praise of thecrowd hasn't ended yet, and the punishment of God is falling upon King Herod.
他非常痛苦羞辱的被虫子就咬死。
He died shamefully.
当这个巴比伦王他自夸的话甚至都还没讲完，马上就赶出去。
And the king of Babylon, while his arrogant self-claim hasn't finished yet, he will cast out.
所以圣经把这些都记载下来，让我们看见什么呢？让我们看见这世界上的荣耀，或者说从人来的这些赞美称赞，是何等的虚空，何等的短暂。
So Bible record all this is let us know all those glory come from this people and from this world is so empty and so temporal.
那有些人啊，他们来追求这个世上的荣耀。有些人来追求啊，这个世界世人对他的赞美，那这样的人他们的结局是多么的可悲。
And also for those people who try to pursue and chase such a glory, such an earthly praise from people, and how pitiful for people try to pursue that.
啊，这个华人有句俗话说得好，万里长城今犹在，不见当年秦始皇。
And there's a saying in Chinese, said the great war is still there, but where is the Emperor Chen?
当年的高高在上的秦始皇，不可一世的秦始皇，现在在哪里呢？
And basically says that great emperor of Chen Dynasty, and where is he right now?
所以这个世上的荣耀，世人的赞美是如此的虚空，所以在这一点上，这个二战时期的英国首相丘吉尔他是非常清醒的。
So this praise or the glory of the earth and the praise of the people is so empty, so meaningless, and which actually one of the guy, Winston Churchill knows very well.
这个丘吉尔呢，他在二战的时候有一次哈，他发表演讲，哇，那当时在伦敦轰动了，那几万伦敦人都来看他，大家给他掌声，哇，伟大的首相，了不起。
And the Second World War II, and one time Churchill to give a speech in London, and because so many people support him, and they come out to hear his speech.
然后那个当时他。这个演讲讲完以后，他的官员就跟他说：“他说你看，哇，英国人多么爱你啊，多么喜欢你啊。”
And after he gave the speech, and his people basically said to him, "He said, 'Hey, look at the British people so supportive of you and love you so much.'"
然后这个丘吉尔说什么呢？他说，如果有一天我要被绞死，来看的人更多。
And but Churchill said, well, one day if I was hanged, there's more, even more people come to see it.
圣经告诉我们，凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容就像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
And the Bible said all the flesh will, like a grass will pass and the glory will fade.
所以这世界的荣耀，这人的赞美，这些东西是非常短暂和虚空的。如果我们把我们的人生就用来追求这些东西上面，那这样人生的结局非常可悲的。
So the glory of the earth and the praise of the people are very temporal and meaningless. If we spend our life to pursue this, then it's very pitiful.
那么，追求世上的荣耀，追求从人来的称赞，那么甚至偷窃，当归给上帝的荣耀，归给自己，这不仅是一个可悲的人哈，一个可悲的结局，这更是非常可怕的罪。
And also, if we pursue the earthly glory, or even more, we steal the glory of God and gave it to ourselves. It's not only pitiful, and it's also a sin.
其实不仅希律王是这样，不仅巴比伦王尼布加尼撒是这样，其实圣经告诉我们，其实世人都是这样的。
It's not only the King Herod is like this. It's not only the King Nebuchadnezzar is like this. And the Bible teaches us every one of us is the same.
我们始祖亚当夏娃堕落犯罪之后，世人都是这样的，不荣耀上帝，甚至偷窃当归给神的荣耀。
And since Adam and Eve fall the sin, and all their descendants are the same, we steal the glory of God, do not give the glory of God to God.
我们一起来看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读罗马书第一章的这几处经文。
Let's look at the book of Romans and on the screen. Let's read together.
罗马书一章十九节，起，神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们从邪僻的心行那些不合理的事，装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、争竞、诡诈、苦恨，又是忏悔的、背后说人的、怨恨神的、辱骂人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的、无知的、背约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。他们虽知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。所以这一段经文描述世人的罪。
So this scripture describes the sin of theMankind, human being.
世界上所有的人都包在这个范围里面。
All the people around this earth are included in this group.
这下面写到人的罪，我们刚才所看到很多很多列出来，邪恶、贪婪、恶毒、嫉妒、凶杀、争竞，很多很多的罪。
We can see here the scripture lists all kinds of sins, like evil and greedy and.Bitterness, killing, and
然后这一切的根源是什么呢？就是明明知道有神，但是却不把神当神，不把荣耀归给神。
But Bible said all those things, what there is a source. The source is that people know God but do not recognize God, do not give the glory of God to Him.
所以我们看到不仅仅是希律王，不仅仅是尼布甲尼撒。他们在那里把荣耀归给自己， 世人都是这样，世人明明知道有一个神，按照神所造的神性是明明可知，但是世人是故意不认识神，故意不把荣耀归给神。
So not just King Hero, not just the king of the great Babylon and all the people at the side, and they know God, they know there is a God, but they determined do not know God and determined do not give the glory to God.
因为人不荣耀神，人要荣耀自己，人要偷窃当归给神的荣耀，所以人心中出来各种各样的可怕的罪。
Because people don't glorify God, they want to glorify themselves. Therefore, from there, that produce all kind of sin.
在我成为基督徒之前，我对这一段话我是很不认同。
And before I become a Christian, I was not very much agree with what this saying.
我当时就说，哇，我从小受无神论教育，我出生在一个无神论家庭，我是真的不知道有上帝啊，怎么能说我明明知道有上帝，我真的不知道啊。
And my thinking is, well, I was born in an atheist family. I really don't know God since I was young. How can you say I know God and I do not?Determined not to know God.
但是这一段经文就一直就在我的脑袋里面，然后一个声音对我说：“你不诚实，你欺骗自己。”
And but this scripture is always in my mind, and there is a voice speak to me is that actually you are not honest. You try to cheat yourself.
我在那里狡辩，我在那里，我不听，我不听啊！我没有欺骗自己，但是这个声音在那里说：“你不诚实，你欺骗自己。”
And I was try to argue and try to defend, but the voice basically said, "You are not honest. You are cheat yourself."
有一天，我真的鼓起勇气面对自己，真的就是这样的，明明知道有神。明明知道有审判，明明知道有一位他在看着我，明明知道有很多很多事情是羞耻的，是不敢见光，不敢让别人知道的，但是我还是这样去做，还是这样去说。
And one day I'm truly face myself, and I have to acknowledge, yes, I know there's a God. I know there's a lot of things. It's not good. It cannot let people see it, but I still do it.
我有羞耻感，我有道德感，我有知道有些事情是昧着良心，而且我知道我有良心。良心从哪来？神所造的。
And I have a sense of guilty, I have a sense of moral, and I have a sense I have my conscience. And where the conscience come from? God created.
这就是刚才圣经说的。照着神所造的万物，神造我们每一个人有良心，神不仅造太阳月亮，神让我们每一个人心中有一个我们无法去逃避必定会面对有一个审判的声音在那里。
And that's what the Bible said. God not only created heaven and earth and all those things, but also in our heart God created a sense of that a judgment.
所以真的就像圣经说的，如果我们足够勇敢，足够诚实，我们就知道，真的就像圣经说的，明明知道有神，但是我们人的本性，人的罪性，就是不愿意把荣耀归给神。
If we're honest and we have to acknowledge, yes, people know there is a God, but we don't want to acknowledge him and we don't want to give glory to him.
接下来就是自以为聪明，反而成了愚拙。
And then from there, we think we are professing to be wise, but become a fool.
那接下来各样的罪都出现了，因为为什么呢？不把荣耀归给上帝，我要荣耀归给我自己。那怎么样？我要荣耀我自己，你要荣耀你自己，怎么样？我们就要抢啊，我们就要夺呀。我们就要互相伤害，互相欺骗呢、啊。我因为每一个人都要荣耀自己，每一个人都要当上帝。
Because we don't want to glorify God, and I want to glorify myself, and you want to glorify yourself. So all together, we have to fight, we have to compete, and all the sin comes.
所以 圣经告诉我们，当堕落的人类他们在一起，他们就说，来吧，我们建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名，就不传上帝的名了，不归荣耀给上帝了，传我们自己吧。
And in Genesis, there's recorded one event. They said the people at that time, they said, let's come build a tower and build a city. Let's proclaim our own name, not God's name.
在座的如果有喜欢看足球的弟兄姊妹就知道，现在在欧洲正在打欧洲杯。
If you're a soccer fan, and you will know right now, at this moment, there is a European Cup. It's playing in Europe.
如果你喜欢足球，我还是比较喜欢哈，但我没有太多看，但是我偶尔看一看。你现在去看欧洲杯，你又会听到那个熟悉的旋律，那个梆梆，就是那个歌哈，就是欧洲球迷他很喜欢唱的。
And if you watch this broadcast after European Cup, and you can hear this music, which is like triumphant march music.
对，那个叫凯旋进行曲。
And that's called a triumph and march music.
其实非常熟悉的旋律我现在一下子。但是那个欧洲人很喜欢唱。其实那个凯旋进行曲它有一个原本那个名字是叫什么呢，是叫荣耀归于埃及。
And that music actually has its original name, that name called Glory to Egypt.
那这首歌从哪里来呢？这个旋律从哪里来呢？它是从十八世纪的一个歌剧，意大利歌剧《阿依达》里面来的这个旋律。
And this music actually come from 18th century. It's Italian music play. It's called Aedes.
就是这个，然后呢，这个原名就是。因为他这个歌剧其实描述的是在古埃及法老王那个时代发生的一段故事，然后呢最后有一个主题曲就是荣耀归埃及，荣耀归埃及，然后那这个在欧洲大陆乃至全世界流传非常的广，都两百多年了，所以你只要一看欧洲杯或者欧洲的那些俱乐部足球俱乐部比赛，你就会听到这个旋律，球迷都在那里唱，但他们是不是唱荣耀归埃及呢？
And this music actually the theme of that play, and that play is described in ancient Egypt and King Pharaoh. So the theme basically is glory to the Egypt. And so this time, this play has a quite influence about in the world. So this music has become very famous.
我们都知道了，在欧洲那些球迷，意大利球迷就唱“荣耀归意大利”。那德国球迷就唱荣耀归德国，法国球迷唱荣耀归法国，其实他们都唱同一首歌。
So basically, during the European Cup, basically the fan of French basically sing this music, but change the word to glory to France. And Germany will sing the same music, but glory to German, and like this.
其实这个旋律这首歌还有一个中国版本。这个中国版本叫什么呢？这首歌叫《同唱中华》，我不知道在座有没有弟兄姊妹还会唱啊？
And also, this song has a Chinese version, and they are called "Sing Together for Great China."
1935年的时候在这个北京的太和殿一个非常著名的合唱演出，就唱这首歌《同唱中华》。
And that same song is singing in the Forbidden City, I think in 1935. It's in the event they sing this song or sing together for the Great China.
其实呢，不管你是唱同唱中华，还是荣耀归埃及，荣耀归意大利，荣耀归什么什么，其实大家都在唱一个词，一个意思，什么？对，荣耀归我。荣耀归我。
So no matter whether it's sing Great China or glory to Egypt, glory to French, glory to Italian, and actually everybody end up with the same theme that is glory to me.
所以为什么这首歌哇流传那么广，那么受欢迎？因为它道出世人的心声呐、啊！荣耀归我，荣耀归我，荣耀归我。这就是巴别塔，荣耀归我。几千年来，人性、罪性、骄傲、自高的罪性没有变。
So why this music become so popular? Because it tells people's heart is that glory to me. So thousands of years, glory to the Egypt, and glory to me, it's nothing changed.
所以我们今天不仅仅是从希律王身上，不仅仅是从尼布甲尼撒身上看到他们骄傲自高，荣耀他们要归给自己那个可悲的下场，不仅仅是这样。
So today we are not only just look at the sad consequence of King Herod or King Nebuchadnezzar when they do not give glory to God.
我们看整个人类的历史，充满了痛苦，充满了战争，充满了罪恶，这一切的根源从哪里来？就是人类说荣耀不给神，荣耀给我。
But not only look at these two kings, but look at human history, fear of fighting, killing everything. All those are originated from the very thing that do not give glory to God, but give the glory to myself.
明明知道有一个神，不把荣耀归给神，反而要偷窃当归给神的荣耀。这不仅是我们罪的根源，这也是我们痛苦的根源。
And there is, we know there is God, but we do not acknowledge Him, do not give glory to Him. And this becomes an origin of our sin, and also it's the source of our sorrowness and pain.
我们都知道魔鬼撒旦本来是极美丽、极有智慧的天使长。
And we all know, Bible said, the Satan actually is the most beautiful angel.
但是呢，魔鬼撒旦他说：“我要与至高者同等，我要与上帝同等。”他要去抢夺，他要去偷窃，当归给上帝的荣耀，他要归给自己。
But what he said is, I want to become make an equal of the almost the utmost, and he want to make it equal to God.
结果他要偷窃，当归给神的荣耀。结果他就堕落沉沦，他就从美丽的天使上堕落成为魔鬼撒旦。
And he wanted to steal the glory of God, so he fall from the most beautiful angel, become a Satan.
我们也知道，我们的始祖亚当夏娃也是受魔鬼的试探诱惑。他说：“我们也要像上帝一样。”
And we all know how Adam and Eve were tempted by the devil and said, "We want to become like God."
所以他们就违背神的命令，所以圣经说，从那个时候开始，罪就进入了世界，罪既长成，就生出死来。从此这个世界有罪、有死、有痛苦、有眼泪。
And so basically, they rebelling against God and violate God's command. And the Bible said at that time, death and thing into this world, and that.Death and thing into this world, therefore there is all the sorrow, killing, tear, suffering.
我们也看到，就是挪亚的后代，他说我们要造一座塔，塔顶通天，传扬我们自己的名。
And we also see the descendant of Noah, and they said that they want to create a tower and all the way up to heaven to proclaim our name.
我们看见希律王啊。向百姓演讲的时候，百姓说：“哇，这就是上帝，这就是神呐、啊。”
And we see King Herod in this today's scripture when he speak to the people. People said that this is just a voice of God.
希律王正在洋洋得意的时候，上帝的刑罚就临到他。
While he still enjoy that God's punishment is upon him.
圣经当中许许多多这样的经文啊，我们只是列出几处。这所有的经文告诉我们两件事情。
And so there's so many scriptures talk about this subject, and we just list a couple of them. And all those scriptures tell us two main things.
不把荣耀归给上帝，把荣耀归给自己，这是罪恶和痛苦的根源。
Do not give glory to God, give it to ourselves. It leads to the sin and the pain.
第二，上帝他一定会捍卫他自己的荣耀。那些要偷窃上帝荣耀的人一定会被上帝重重的刑罚。
And second, God will defend his own glory, and all those who try to steal his glory, God will punish.
当然了，我们也可以看到这世上的荣耀，或者这世人所给的那些虚幻的那些赞美啊，是何等的没有价值，何等的虚空。
And also, we can see all those glory that people give to you, or the earth, this world give to you, are so empty, so meaningless.
今天历史上许许多多的英雄人物今天都已经烟消云散了。
There are so many heroes in the history, they're all gone.
很多伟大的帝国，比如说刚才我们看那首歌《荣耀归埃及》，那古埃及今天到哪里呢？古埃及今天事实上已经消失了，没有，今天的埃及跟以前的埃及已经完全不是同一个埃及了。
And the great kingdom are passed away, and like we talk about the old, Egypt. And today, if you compare today's Egypt with the old time Egypt, it's quite different.
埃及、亚述、巴比伦、波斯、罗马、大不列颠、第三帝国，这些历史上的显赫一时的帝国现在都已经破败，都已经烟消云散了。
All the great emperor and Egypt and Persia and Rome and Great Britain, all the great emperor actually, great kingdom actually are dissolved.
所以一切试图要抢夺、偷窃、当归给上帝荣耀的人，或者哪怕是国家和民族，最后都消失了。
So all those who try to steal the glory of God or people or nation or they are all dissolved, they are disappeared.
使徒行传呢，其实让我们可以看见初期教会是受到世界的逼迫的。
And Acts actually let us see the early church actually was persecuted by the world.
我们看到那个时候教会刚刚诞生，但是就受到罗马帝国、受到犹太人、受到希律王他们的逼迫，信徒四散逃难，然后也被杀害，仿佛就像一个我们说刚诞生的婴儿就要被这个世界要掐死。
And we can see that early church was persecuted by the Romans and by Jews, and they will be killed, they were pursued. Church was running around.And just like a newborn baby is going to be killed.
然后我们也看到那个时候世界逼迫教会的力量是如此强大，不可仿佛是不可战胜一样，越来越强大，越来越得到这个世人的支持。
And also you can see at that time that the force of persecuted Christian is so strong and or maybe even become even stronger with the support of the people.
但是当我们认真来看使徒行传的经文，尤其是我们今天来看到使徒行传十二章，我们会看到这一切表象背后的真相就是依然在上帝的掌权当中。
But if we look at the history and if we especially look at the chapter 12 we read today, from all those appearance, all world appearance, the truth is that everything is still in God's hand.
虽然教会被逼迫，甚至虽然使徒被杀害，虽然信徒到处逃难，但是正是成为福音的种子，撒到各处各方，殉道者的血就成为教会的种子。
Even church is persecuted, and apostle is being killed, and the believers are running around, and but because of the running around, that the gospel is being spread.And the blood of the martyr actually become the seed of the gospel.
而逼迫教会的势力看上去是不可战胜的，但是呢，就像希律王，上帝让一个小虫子都把它咬死了。
And the power who persecute church looks like so strong, undefeatable, but God can make a little worm to kill the king hero.
教会的仇敌，上帝的敌人，其实是如此的不堪一击。
And you can see the enemy of church and God are such a fragile.
其实这我们会看见，这就像两个国度啊，一个是教会，一个是世界。
And if you think about this, we can see two kingdoms. One is a church, the other is the world.
那么公元四百多年呢伟大的神学家奥古斯丁写下了一本书叫做上帝之城。
And in the about 400 AC, AD, and the great theologian in St. August wrote a book, that book name called De Deus Dei, which translates as the city of God.
那么这个上帝之城他为什么要写这本书呢？因为当时罗马城啊被北方的蛮族就攻破了，当时罗马人震惊了，伟大的罗马居然被蛮族打败了。
The reason he wrote this book is because at that time the Greek city of Rome was kind of defeated by barbaric force. And so people, citizens of Rome are so shocked. Is the Greek city of Rome being defeated by barbaric?
因为后来人们呢，当时罗马人就把这个罗马帝国，我们当时的罗马帝国是何等强大，就把罗马帝国的崩溃就怪罪在基督徒身上。
So at that time, that people actually like, say the fall of a city of Rome, the Roman Empire, such a big power, is because of a Christian.
他就说，你看你们基督徒就背叛以前罗马那种传统的多神信仰，所以你看导致罗马帝国崩溃。
One of the reasons is that because your Christian actually betrayed this.Like Romans like worship a lot of God, so that leads to the decline of the Roman Emperor.
后来奥古斯丁就写《上帝之城》来作为一个回应。
And so Saint Augustine basically wrote this book, City of God, to respond.
然后这本书的主旨就是上帝的国有一天会战胜地上的国。
And the theme of that book basically is this: the kingdom of God will.Have a triumphant over the kingdom of the earth.
罗马的衰退呢，不是因为基督徒，而是因为罗马人道德的堕落败坏。
The fall of Roman is not because of a Christian, is because of the Roman people, because they are corruptive life.
因为罗马人越来越远离上帝。
Because Romans are far and far away from God.
所以基督徒并不是，或者说基督教并不是罗马崩溃的原因，相反，基督徒还在帮助罗马人回到正确的道德、圣经伦理当中。
So Christian or Christianity is not the reason for fall of the Roman, and actually Roman Christian at that time is trying to help the people in Rome to return to God, the true faith.
但是基督徒并不是属于罗马。基督徒不属于这个地上任何的国，基督徒只属于上帝之国。
But Christian does not belong to Roman Empire, and Christian doesn't belong to any kingdom of this earth. Christian only belong to the kingdom of God.
上帝之城这个书的名字呢，是取自于诗篇87篇的第三节。
And the city of God, that name actually comes from Psalm 18, verse 3.
87篇的第三节，上帝的城啊，有荣耀的事，乃是指着你说的。
And that says the city of God is glory things and is said unto you.
那奥古斯丁就说，教会这个地上的教会，就是上帝之国在地上的一个彰显。
So basically, Saint Augustine basically said that the church is.Kingdom of God, a manifest of Kingdom of God on earth.
这个地上任何的国度，任何强大的帝国，都不是上帝之国，甚至连罗马都不是。
Any kingdom, any powerful emperor, it's not the Kingdom of God, even not Roman.
这个地上的国。哪怕再强大，其实都是会昙花一现，有一天会过去。只有上帝的国存到永远。
No matter how great and how manifest that earthly kingdom looks like, one day they will pass away. Only the kingdom of God will last forever.
地上任何国家的政权的成立，归根结底，奥古斯丁说，是因为人的自恋情结产生的。
And Saint Augustine basically said all the power, all the government, or whatever the earthly kingdom, is all because of mankind's narcissism.
说简单一点，就是因为人爱自己。
And basically, it's because we build all those government and the kingdom because we love ourselves.
是啊，我们看到该隐。逃避上帝的面，他做的第一件事情，他建一个城呢。
And we see Cain when he run away from God, the first thing he do is he build up a city.
我们看到以色列人弃绝上帝，他们要怎么样？他们要自己立一个王啊，自己建一个国呀，他不要上帝做他们的王啊。
We can see Israelites reject God. What do they want to do? They want to have a king, because they want to have their own king. They have their own kingdom. They want don't want God to be their king.
所以在地上的国，我说任何国家，你哪怕是强大如罗马，其实它的根源是什么？因为人爱自己。
And so earthly kingdom, no matter how great, and it's very originated from people's.A self-loving that type of thing.
但是在上帝的国度里，或者说在教会里，因为教会是上帝国度在地上的一个投影，在教会里人不是这样，人不是因为爱自己聚集在一起，人是因为爱上帝聚集在一起。
But in God's kingdom and a church, church is the manifest of God's kingdom on earth. That people is not like this. It's not we gather together. It's not because we love ourselves. It's because we love God.
所以奥古斯丁的上帝之城呢，有人就称它是双城记，也有人称它是双爱记。
And so St. Augustine's city of God, people call it is called a twin city, and there's someone called twice life.
说双城记，大家可能都记得双城记的电影，其实都有借鉴了。其实他讲两座城，一个就是地上的城，地上的城。其实里面的人是一种爱，是什么爱？爱自己的爱。
So you talk about twin city is one city is the earthly city, and people living in this city enjoy one type of love. What type of love is this? They love themselves.
所以这个地上的城也被称为人的城，它有一天无论是多么强大，一定会过去的，一定是短暂。
So the earthly city is also called a city of people, and no matter how strong, how big, how powerful that will be, one day it will pass.
而上帝之城里面的人也是被一种爱所驱动所聚集，那这种爱是什么？爱上帝的爱。
And the city of God and the people live there is also driven by another love. This love is love of God.
而上帝之城开始很渺小，就像地上的教会很渺小，受到世界之城的逼迫，但是有一天上帝的之城一定会存到永远。
And the city of God, it started very small, just like a church. And they even persecuted by the city of the earth. But one day, it will last forever.
那么奥古斯丁呢，就用耶路撒冷和巴别来比喻这两座城。
So St. Augustine basically used the Jerusalem and Tower of Babel to represent these two cities.
耶路撒冷代表上帝之城。巴别塔代表人的城或者地上的城。
And Jerusalem represents the city of God, and Babel represents the city of earth.
两种爱创造了这两座城。
Two types of love created two types of city.
一种爱就是巴别的爱，爱自己到了藐视上帝的地步。
One love is the love of Babel, and this love actually this.Ignore God and love themselves.
另外一种爱就是爱上帝到了轻看自己的地步。
And the other love is love God so much that they ignore themselves.
前者以自己为荣耀，或者要归荣耀给自己。
And the former gives the glory to himself.
后者以神为荣耀，要归荣耀给神。
The latter gives glory to God.
前者虽然看上去是繁华强大，但他必定衰败，因为他污秽。
Former maybe appears like powerful and gorgeous, but one day they will fall because this fall of corruption.
后者虽然渺小看上去柔弱，但是他一定存到永远，因为他圣洁。
The latter.Maybe in the initial it's very weak and small, but it will last forever because there's a full of holiness.
那么最后奥古斯丁就向所有人提出一个问题，我们想知道我们在哪一座城里吗？
And in the end, St. Augustine actually posed a question to everybody read this book. Do you want to know which city you're in?
其实我们只要问自己，我爱的是什么，就知道了。
And he said, if we ask ourselves, what do we love? Then you will know which city you are there.
我们今天从使徒行传十二章，其实我们看到这两座城。
And from the scripture we just read today, we see these two cities.
一座是所谓人的城，就是以希律王为代表，不可一世，强大。
One is a city of a man and represented by King Hiram and looks like powerful.
有一天会过去。
But one day it will pass.
有另外一座城是神的城，就是教会。
There's a city, a city of God that's manifested by church on earth.
被世人藐视，被世人欺压，但是呢，存到永远。
Was persecuted by the world, but they will last to the end, to the eternity.
一种城市的居民，他们要归荣耀给自己，荣耀归我，荣耀归我。
Citizens of one city want to give glory to themselves.
另外一座城市的居民，他们要荣耀上帝。
And citizens of another city, they want to glorify God.
一种城市的居民，他们的爱是爱自己的爱。
One city of the citizen, they love themselves.
而住在上帝之城里的人，他们的爱是爱上帝的爱。
And people live in the city of God, their love is the love of God.
那么为什么上帝之城的居民，他们可以爱上帝到一个轻看自己的地步呢
？Why the city of citizens who love God can love themselves to forget themselves?
我们从圣经中找到答案。我们弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读几处圣经的经文。
And we find the answer from the Bible. And let's stand up to read some scriptures.
好，我们一起来读罗马书的五章八节。罗马书五章八节起，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。主为我们舍命。我们从此就知道何为爱。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我知道就是活着是因为我，他是爱我，为我舍己。好，我们再来读哥林多后书的五章十四到十五节。十四节起，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you, send your only begotten Son Jesus Christ.
主耶稣担负世人的罪，死却死在十字架上。
Jesus bare our sin, died and died on the cross.
主耶稣用他的宝血把一切信靠他的人从罪恶当中赎买回来。
With his precious blood, he purchased all those who from the sin.
主耶稣让我们这一切信靠他的人离开那罪和死亡的权势，脱离黑暗进入光明。
Jesus save us from the power of sin and death and lead us out of the darkness into light.
愿圣灵也光照带领我们，让我们实在是看见我们在基督里所得的恩典，更是让我们不要忘记我们在基督里一个新的身份。
And may the Holy Spirit lead us so that we do not forget the grace we have in Christ and also do not forget the new status we have in Christ.
我们不再是这地上的国，这人的国里面的居民，我们乃是天国的居民。
We're not citizens of the earthly kingdom, but citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
我们知道这地上的一切有一天都会衰残，都会过去，但是只有神的国存到永远。
And all earthly things will pass away, only the kingdom of God will last to the eternity.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.